Very interesting question from Jason in Ottawa, Ontario. He said, what about some of the people who jumped from the World Trade Center towers because they'd rather go that way than burn to death? Suicide, no doubt, but a different kind.
Yeah, and it certainly they didn't have the experience of suicides. But we do talk some about the 9/11 attacks. There was one fellow who came through who claimed to have been in the Pennsylvania plane crash. And it was a very different experience that 9/11 time than almost any of the other suicide bomber things, because so many people died at the same moment, and so many people had different cultural values, strongly different cultural values, that suddenly transitioned. Apparently, the suicide bombers actually felt like they were drowning, literally drowning, because all these impressions overwhelmed them and overwhelmed their own belief systems. But the end result, oddly enough, was that all of them, victims and terrorists, ended up progressing faster spiritually. And a number of those who were in the Twin Towers apparently had chosen in their life blueprint to be part of that.
I've got to ask you this, and the plane that went down in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
There have been so many different thoughts on just what really happened. I mean, I think those on the plane were heroes. They tried to commandeer the plane back and take advantage and steer it and get it under control again. They were not obviously successful, but they tried. Be that as it may, Pamela, a lot of people believe, as I do, that that plane was shot down, probably had to be shot down. So, I understand that. Did these victims ever talk about what they think happened, those victims who were on the plane that have passed on?
No, they actually didn't come through to talk about that. What was interesting is that some of the perpetrators actually apparently had some second thoughts about what they were doing and felt some guilt, because in the Muslim religion, they take children very seriously, and they realized they were taking away children's fathers and mothers.
And there were also some children on the plane.
Yes, and apparently that did sort of give them some second thoughts. Not enough.
Not enough.
But it did give them some.
There's also been talk that, though, of the 19 hijackers, how many actually believed they were on a suicide mission or just a hijacking, where maybe the actual pilots, whoever they may be, they're the ones who knew what was going to happen and that the rest might not have known. Is that possible? Did that ever come through?
That actually they didn't talk about.
They did not. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that they talked about that would shed some new light into the investigation or what we think we know?
Yeah, they said a lot more people knew about the attacks than we realize.
In what way?
A lot of people, they had apparently prayer chains set up to pray for their success.
You mean a lot of people who practice their faith?
Yes.
We're not talking about...
From Islam.
They didn't say anything about government officials?
No, no.
All right.
No.
So the word had gotten out?
Yeah, they said more people knew about it than we thought. It wasn't such a big secret as we thought it was.
Well, you know, it probably wasn't a secret at all if you look at some of the documents that have been flowing ever since, that the people were warning us that this was going to happen. That's a different story, Pamela, another issue altogether. But sad that, you know, those poor people had to go that way. And I would really wonder what it would be like then if those spirits confronted the bombers and the hijackers.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what would happen.
Well, I think it'll be several years before it happens, if it does. But it is a matter of choice, and some of those victims are not going to want it. There was one suicide bomber. It wasn't in the 9/11 attacks that specifically... I can't remember where it was, if it was Israel or the Middle East, but he had killed a woman and her daughter. And they did have a meeting, and he apparently did decide that he was going to come back as this woman's brother and help her raise her children.
That's interesting.
As a form of penance. And this was with her agreement. that he would try to do something in service to her to make it up to her.
Did you ever come across, or did they ever channel the spirits of animals in the afterlife? And I don't think an animal, does an animal commit suicide? I don't think, I don't know if any cases where animals do this. Why do humans just do this?
Oh, gosh, well, that's beyond what I can talk about. Actually, we did not have any channeled animals. We just had spirit guides and people who had been human beings.
Let's see what else we have here. Do people from other cultures where suicide is honorable experience a different afterlife?
You know, this is where it's really interesting that we do seem to create our own realities, at least initially. And I'd mentioned earlier that what you're able to perceive in the afterlife can be limited initially by what you believe should happen. So, for example, if you don't believe there is such a thing as an afterlife, you may be totally unaware of all the spirit realm helpers trying to get you to cross over. And with suicide bombers, some of them are greeted by people pretending to be holy men or virgins just to get them to cross over. And there's an element of, at least initially, you may only be willing to perceive that which you expect. And then they have to kind of ease you into reality and help you understand how things really, really are.